Contracts used in the real estate business. Listing agreements, exclusive right to sell, exclusive agency, open listings, and net listings. Multiple listing services, MLS, buyer agency agreements, and buyer representation agreements. Introduction. Real estate license holders negotiate a relatively wide range of contracts. Some of these contracts are sales and lease agreements between the seller and buyer, or the landlord and tenant. Other contracts relate to the brokerage business activities. These contracts include listing agreements with sellers and landlords and buyer representation agreements with buyers and tenants. Many brokers engage in the property management business and enter into property management agreements with landlords. Listing agreements. Elements of a listing agreement. A listing agreement is an employment agreement between the seller and the broker. In the agreement, the broker agrees to expend their best efforts to locate a buyer at a price and terms acceptable to the seller. In most states, including Texas, the listing agreement creates an agency relationship between the seller and the broker. In most states, a broker must provide a seller with certain disclosures before entering into a listing agreement. Disclosures often address issues such as bullet agency relationships, bullet brokerage fees, bullet property condition, bullet relationships with buyers, bullet market value of the property being listed, bullet local market conditions. Listing agreements provide the broker with specific authorizations and instructions, including bullet permission to place a sign on the property, bullet permission to place a lockbox on the property, bullet permission to advertise the property on the internet, bullet other provisions regarding showing times and instructions. The Statute of Frauds. The Statute of Frauds is a body of law requiring that specific contracts be in writing to be enforceable. Most Statute of Frauds states require listing agreements to have a definite termination date and be in writing to be enforceable. If the property has not sold, the seller can renew the listing before it expires. The listing will automatically terminate on the termination date if the property has not sold. At that point, the seller is free to relist the property with the same broker, another broker, or no one. The broker's fee is also an essential part of the agreement. The fee is negotiated between the seller and the broker. Fees are not recommended or set by any organization or government agency. The listing agreement also specifies the fee paid to another broker in a cooperative sale. A cooperative sale occurs when one broker lists a property and another one sells it. Contracts that should be in writing. The Statute of Frauds typically requires the following agreements to be in writing: bullet marriage licenses, bullet real estate contracts, bullet executor contracts, bullet guarantor contracts, bullet sales over $500, and bullet agreements that cannot be completed in 1 year. All states except Louisiana have codified the Statute of Frauds. Requirements across states vary. Types of listing agreements. The four major types of listing agreements are: 1. Exclusive right to sell. 2. Exclusive agency. 3. Open listing. 4. Net listing. Key details. Select the tabs below to learn more about each type of listing agreement. Bullet exclusive right to sell. Real estate brokers recommend this listing, which grants an exclusive right to sell the property during the listing term. The property owner must pay the commission even if they sell the property. Most brokers prefer exclusive right to sell listing agreements because they give them the highest degree of protection in earning a commission during the listing term. Under an exclusive right to sell, brokers are more willing to spend advertising dollars and their sales efforts to secure a buyer. If the property is listed at market value, this type of listing probably serves the interest of both parties. Under this plan, the broker has sufficient time to test the market, design an advertising sales campaign, and market the property under the best possible terms. Another benefit of the exclusive right to sell listing agreement is that it helps to avoid the problem of procuring cause lawsuits because the listing broker is the only one with the right to sell the property. Bullet: exclusive agency. In an exclusive agency listing, the seller agrees to list the property with only one broker during the listing term, with the provision that the seller can sell the property themselves without payment of a commission. The danger in this listing is that the broker risks collusion between the prospect and the seller, who might conspire to avoid the real estate commission. Perhaps the biggest risk to the broker in an exclusive agency listing is that the seller will not fully cooperate with the broker's efforts. An example would be when a seller thinks they have a prospect to sell to avoid paying a fee. Texas Realtors has no full exclusive agency listing agreement, and most brokers do not prefer such an agreement. Instead, Texas Realtors publishes an addendum that, when completed and attached to an exclusive right to sell agreement, makes that agreement exclusive agency, allowing the seller to sell the property and avoid paying any sales commission to the broker. Builders who list their properties with brokers often use exclusive agency agreements to expose their properties through the multiple listing service. Builders still maintain the right to sell the property without paying the broker a fee. The broker is only entitled to a fee if they or the cooperating broker procure the buyer. Bullet: open listing. Open listings give sellers the right to list their properties with multiple competing brokers and to sell the property personally without liability for payment of a commission. Some sellers believe an open listing best serves their interests, because listing with several brokers produces more prospects than a single listing company. Real estate brokers recommend against open listings for several reasons. First, the owner may be subject to commission claims by more than one broker. It is not always possible to easily determine who was responsible for the sale, and controversy over this point may lead to expensive litigation. Secondly, brokers are concerned that because the commission is paid to the broker who first finds the buyer, an open listing does not protect the broker who diligently advertises the property. In fact, who was the procuring cause of the sale? The open listing has resulted in many lawsuits between brokers, each claiming a commission. These actions are known as procuring cause lawsuits. Because the property could be sold without notice by others, brokers are unwilling to spend time and effort on a property for which they have no commission protection. Lastly, some argue that brokers are incentivized to close the sale quickly and at a less than market price under an open listing. If this occurs, a seller could accuse their broker of failing to protect their best interests. Therefore, agent loyalty is a significant issue when listing property using an open listing. Bullet: net listings. Under such listings, the seller establishes an acceptable minimum net price. The broker's commission is the difference between the minimum net established by the seller and the price the buyer is willing to pay. Many states have outlawed net listings because of potential ethical and legal issues. In states where the practice is still legal, net listings are discouraged and subject to significant scrutiny. While net listings are legal in Texas, TREC has recognized the potential for abuse in net listings and has passed two specific rules regarding this type of listing. 1. A broker should take net listings only when the principal insists upon a net listing and when the principal appears familiar with the current market values of real property. When a broker accepts a listing, the broker enters into a fiduciary relationship with the broker's principal, whereby the broker is obligated to make diligent efforts to obtain the best price possible for the principal. The use of a net listing places an upper limit on the principal's expectancy. It also places the broker's interest above the principal's in obtaining the best possible price. Net listings should be qualified to assure the principal of not less than their desired price and limit the broker to a specified maximum commission. 2. A real estate license holder is obligated to advise a property owner as to the license holder's opinion of the market value of a property when negotiating a listing or offering to purchase the property for the license holder's own account as a result of contact made while acting as a real estate agent. Procuring cause of sale. The procuring cause of sale is the individual who, through a series of uninterrupted activities or actions, brought about the completion of a contract. Multiple listing services, MLS. The exclusive right to sell and exclusive agency listing agreements usually require brokers to place listings into one or more multiple listing services, MLS, where member firms share their listings, thereby increasing the inventory of properties for sale among member brokers. Agents also use the shared information to prepare a comparative market analysis, CMA. Agents use sales information from the MLS data to show sellers the market value of their properties. The agent bases this analysis on recently sold properties most similar to the seller's. If possible, the agent should use data from sales that have closed within the last 6 months. The more recent the sales data, the better. The agent will also show properties currently listed on the CMA that are similar to the subject property. Listing agents include expired properties similar to the subject property on the CMA as well, if such data exists. A rule of thumb is three of each: recently sold, recently listed, and recently expired properties similar to the subject property. Appraisers also have access to MLS for their use in preparing appraisal reports. TXR-1101, sample, exclusive right to sell agreement. Take a look at a sample of the first page of the Texas Realtors TXR-1101 form shown here below. Texas Realtors employ this form when working with exclusive right to sell agreements in their professional practice. The full sample form is available for you to view and download in your resource drawer. Buyer agency agreements. Historically, license holders did not represent buyers. Buyers were unrepresented customers, and all brokers in a transaction represented the seller. Effective January 1, 2026, a license holder must enter into a written agreement with a prospective buyer before showing them any residential real property, or if the license holder is not showing the prospective buyer any property, then before presenting an offer to purchase on their behalf. If a buyer does not want to commit to a full-fledged buyer representation agreement with a brokerage, the agent can have the buyer sign the residential buyer/tenant representation agreement, short form TXR-1507. The short form allows the broker to provide the buyer with showing services only for a specified fee. The buyer can specify that the agreement is for one property address or even one day. The agreement expires at 11:59 p.m. on the ending date. Benefits of buyer-agency relationships. The benefits of buyer representation include access to market data. While some of the data in MLS is accessible to the public, most of it is not. Investment analysis. If the property is going to be rented or held for appreciation or development, assistance in culling. Unsuitable properties. Buyers will waste a lot of time looking at neighborhoods and properties that do not fit their criteria. Assistance in obtaining financing. Buyers' agents will have a number of trusted lenders for referral, which is preferable to the random selection of a lender. Assistance with negotiations. The buyer's agent stands between the seller and buyer, allowing the buyer to contemplate offers and counteroffers. Assistance in preparing offers and negotiating strategies. Assistance with surveys, inspections, and repairs. Buyer's agents can help handle many details required to close a sale. Buyer's broker disclosures. Regardless of representation, all buyers should receive an oral or written disclosure of representation at first contact. Disclosure commonly occurs orally when the buyer first calls or visits the office. Whatever the method of contact, personal visit, phone, fax, or email, agents must give notice of representation. Before discussing the buyer's needs and wants, the buyer should receive all required agency disclosures. Suppose a buyer wants to purchase a property owned by the listing broker, agent, parent, child, or spouse of the broker or agent. In that case, the broker must disclose the relationship. Likewise, the agent must disclose if they, their parent, or their child wants to purchase a seller's home. buyer representation agreements. The agreement that buyers sign allowing a broker to represent them is called a buyer-tenant representation agreement. Like the listing agreement with a seller, this should be in writing. Elements of a buyer representation file should include the following. 1. General characteristics of the property search, market area. 2. Buyers and brokers' obligations. 3. Terms of the agreement. 4. Brokers' duties to clients and customers. 5. Compensation agreement. 6. Consent for broker to represent other buyers, intermediary consent. 7. Fair housing language. 8. Signatures of the parties. TXR-1501, sample. Buyer/tenant representation agreement. Take a look at a sample of the first page of the Texas Realtors TXR-1501 form shown here below. Buyers sign this agreement, authorizing a Texas Realtor to represent them in a real estate transaction. The full sample form is available for you to view and download in your resource drawer.